Previously on Hippo Juice.
I saw her strip one time at a strip club.
Really?
It was really uncomfortable.
Was it a place called Strip Club?
Yeah. She was doing like one of those showcase things where they have the porn stars come in or whatever.
Yeah.
And the girl I was dating at the time was like, we have to go see her. And
I'm uncomfortable when we just went.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Am I missing something? Did I flub something?
No. I'm laughing because the way you said it was, you never want to describe a strip club as uncomfortable.
You don't understand, Dutch. Midgets for me are a thing. Like
they're hilarious.
They're hilarious to me. Like when I see them in the street, I freak out and I yell at them and point at them. And I'm like, midget!
He does.
Midget!
I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it. It's really mean. It's really mean, but he doesn't.
They're still people.
I know, but then I run at audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter and Facebook and anywhere on the internet that accepts hashtags.
Where else accepts it?
I don't know. I mean,
everywhere.
Every place now has
Instagram?
Hashtags. Instagram has hashtags.
Does the USPS accept hashtags?
They don't even accept regular stamps anymore. I don't think so. Anyway, welcome to the show. Today is January 14th. 2015, broadcasting live from the Susu Studios in relatively safe. I don't want to say beautiful because it doesn't look that great. Relatively safe, Davenport, Florida.
Yeah, fair enough.
Although I was in the backyard today and I heard a couple of youngsters who were white dropping the N-bomb around like, you know.
Woo!
They really were like they were buddies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like N-word or N-word-er?
N-word-uh. And they were, that's barely hiding it at this point. They were
were they young professionals?
No, they were just like kids. Well,
hoodlums.
They were high schoolers. I mean, age-wise. And no, they were not young hip-hop professionals. They were just talking to each other that way as a term of endearment, as in the way I would say bro or dude or...
But were they trying to act N-word-ers?
No, stop it. You're not helping. Okay, anyway. Joined as always. I guess we might as well start with John the Laser Santeri since...
Pew, 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 pew.
Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Don't ever do it.
Oh, Big Baby D's back.
Hi.
Sean Running Waters.
Yo.
And Joel Dutch Van Winger. Oh, God, here we go.
It didn't fire.
No.
Oh. Hashtag, what is all of the...
Oh, there it goes.
How much time during the week do you spend thinking of what song you're going
first
to play
off,
for yourself?
First off, it's seconds, and it's
the
right
second
before.
I call into you guys, I'm like, oh, shit, I got to pick a song.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
So and you landed on Shania Twain? Or is
no,
that
this is the Coors.
The Coors. Oh, that's
you
right.
You don't remember this song?
Yeah.
I do. I just don't.
When this song is playing, nothing bad happens. This is like the fun part in the romantic comedy movie.
Yeah.
Right. You kind of want to drive with the top down and like throw your scarf into the air.
Right.
Hey, don't say my car is topless. Say its titties is out. Okay?
Don't.
All right, so get
sorry,
it
I forgot how classy your
Thank
car
you.
Was.
All right, I told you I was hanging around really close vicinity to a bunch of hoodlums, so I got street on them. I'm like, hey, you better not get over here, and they're like, what? And then I ran away. I'm scared. They might have had a gun or something. Anyway, like I said, the number to call it is 954-573-2780. Lucky Yates will be on the second hour of the show.
That's true.
And I'm not gonna tell you what time because you motherfuckers will probably just like not listen until that exact time. So fuck you. But randomly at some point in the second hour. It's 8:15. Anyway,
no, seriously, we have a hard time.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask him what his favorite chorus song is.
That's very good. It's you know the problem is similar to my question. What favorite song can he play on the handbells? I think that's a good question. No one's asked that.
Like those things.
Those are drums.
Those are called drums.
No, like the things that those like mariachi ladies wear on like their fingers.
Rings.
Handbells are the things that church boys play for, like, you know, da 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 da.
There it
they
is.
Have like two right. hands and.
Oh, I thought you meant like those things that like belly dancers.
They
use
play with their hands. They use
like
their hands.
Symbol?
They talk with their hands. They play with the handbells with their hands.
Dude, please don't say hands. Lucky Ace,
Dutch, try to remain handless on this one. Okay?
I'm not going
to
ruin this interview like I have on every single other one we've had interview. So far.
You say that.
I'm a terrible interviewer, I've realized.
Fuck that. You're the Ty Cobb of fucking bad interviews. You better keep the streak going, motherfucker.
Dude, I know. I'm seriously batting like 850 at this point.
So
Yeah, but your RBIs are pretty good, though.
He's like Chris Farley on SNL. You remember that time you were an Archer? That was awesome.
The thing is, I always start out so great, and I always end up ruining it at the end.
Like every one of your relationships.
Hey. So,
it's that kind
you,
of night.
You can't throw. You can't lob.
Dude, we're having a positivity day. You're just being negative.
You can't lob a fastball.
I want more cores. Over this the plate. Here we go. Every time you're mean to me, I'm just going to go to my happy place with the cores.
You can't leave a hanging leave curve out there. I'm going to knock it out of the park. That's sorry. It's my. It's your fault, really.
It is. I know.
anyway, Naked Ghost Hunters for a new paranormal series.
What?
Mm-hmm. Naked. Like, is it a naked casting call? Or
are the ghosts naked, are you asking?
Is everyone naked?
Everybody's naked.
Producers in L.A. are looking for ghost hunters that will bear everything on camera during an investigation for a new cable reality TV series. Yes, Marie?
Does being naked help you find ghosts?
Doesn't help you not. A mass email was sent out to paranormal investigators all over the country, and it's going viral on social media today. Casting agent Chrissy Glickman of Matador Content.
That's not her name.
It is.
It's got to be.
Sent the email out
Glickman?
This week.
It's on the internet. It's got to be true.
Sent the email out this weekend to various paranormal teams and ghost hunting enthusiasts.
How many teams are there in paranormal ghost hunting?
Well, there's, okay. There's,
74.
There's Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters 2.
Uh-huh.
Ghostbusters, a cartoon series.
Those are just TV shows based off of Ghostbusters.
I guess. I thought I saw the
Ghost
Channel.
Chasers from The Critic.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Chubby Chasers, which has nothing to do with ghosts, but it's interesting.
Chubby Checker.
Number one twist. Okay, stop it. For this paranormal investigation show, we are putting a different spin on paranormal investigating, and we are looking for people and or teams that would be interested in taking paranormal investigation to the next level. By doing it in the nude. Okay, why is the nude the next level? Yes, Marie.
So let me guess. Regular old-fashioned ghost hunting is no longer getting the ratings that they deserve.
I guess ghosts don't like poly blends and stuff like that, so you have to like be naked. They hate it.
So what the producers are trying to do is, well, maybe if we put naked people in front of the camera looking for ghosts, maybe people will start tuning back in again.
This is the real Naked and Afraid. We have different teams going to different haunted locations around the country, Glickman said. Yes, Marie.
Now, everyone knows that if you encounter a ghost, the room gets colder. Will that be a problem with hard nips?
And
you
tiny
won't be
dicks.
Able to know because they're going to be all blurred
We're
out.
Going streaky!
Are hard nips ever really a problem?
The producers are using nudity for the concept of the show because they want to see paranormal research teams get different readings.
And boners.
And more evidence. Than when they are fully clothed.
What are boners?
They believe that spirits will communicate with someone more vulnerable.
They just want to see.
Most of the time.
Go ahead, Dee.
Most of the time, though, they go hunting for them in like old, creepy, abandoned buildings and all dirty and shit. Like, I wouldn't want to wander naked in an abandoned asylum.
Yeah, they're going to get a staph infection. The show is not about putting a bad light, causing drama, or making fun of the paranormal. Yeah, sure. This idea was brought to our company after researching paranormal investigation and getting high while Ghostbusters is on. There is reasoning for doing this in the nude. Really does get spirits to communicate easier. Yes, Marie.
Is this just a wild setup for porn? Ghost porn?
No, I don't think so.
Has anyone ever done ghost porn before?
I'm sure there's ghost porn.
Not necrophilia. Ghost porn.
There's ghost porn.
Necrophilia goes both ways.
That's like, when you eat necco wafers while having sex?
That's the type of shit you see in Japanese porn. Like, cartoon porn.
Glickman says that all private parts will be blurred out.
Well, then what's the fucking point? Put it on HBO then.
It's art.
What's the fucking point? The Marie Lopez story. and when the show airs and investigators will be paid for their appearance, she then asks that anyone interested contact her at 323. Oh God, there's a phone number. 323-762-2692.
We have to call it.
Marie.
Yeah.
Ready?
Who's interested?
Who wants to be interested?
And what are we interested in?
Paranormal activity.
Becoming a naked paranormal activity.
We're a ghost
activity
team, and we're interested in
Dutch,
being
you're interested.
I'm interested.
Okay, what's the number?
323.
Sounds
wait, so what do we call for again? Okay. We call if we have
we're
any
ghost
leads.
Hunters. We want to be ghost hunters.
Naked ghost hunters.
Actually, yeah. Dutch, you are part of a ghost team, and we're all the team.
Now, where do you live? Don't say LA, because that's too vague. Give me a place near LA where people would live, Sean.
North Mexico. Hollywood. Mexico. Oh.
North Hollywood. You're from North Hollywood, Dutch, okay? Boom.
323.
762.
762.
2692.
2692.
Okay.
Call.
Okay. Should I introduce myself as Perry Normal?
Yes.
Don't say things like that, bro.
Don't ever say things like that. I guess it's calling. I don't hear the ring, though.
I'm trying to be serious.
There it goes.
Wait, who are we calling it? What's her name?
I don't know. You're just gonna...
Hi, you've reached Chrissy Glickman in the casting office. Please leave a message. Begin recording at the tone. Finish by pressing pound.
Chrissy! Hey, how's it going? My name's Perry. I am interested in the ghost hunting type of setup that you guys have. Me and a group of our friends, we live in North Hollywood, and we came across your article, and we were super excited about it when we read it, because we're a huge fan of obviously paranormal activity and nudity. Yeah, nude. So our number is 954-573-2780, and go ahead and give us a call back, and we'll talk about the nude.
I suck cock. And I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Oh, shut up, Royce.
Hung up.
And we're back.
Oh, you did? Did you hang up before the click or after?
After.
Good. So now. Did you get my shut up off mic as if I was talking to him in the background?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So anyway.
See if we get a call back from Glickman.
I hope Glickman calls, you know. That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
Because then we could pitch our different ghost idea where I call it DP ghost hunting is where, let me pitch. Hold on. It's not what you think.
It's not double penetration.
Okay. It's exactly what you think.
All right.
It's, well, it writes itself. Anyway, who wants to do the next story? Marie, do you have one, Sean? I mean, would you like me to pull one up?
I can do one.
Calling back yet?
I can do one right
okay,
here.
Go ahead.
This one's going to be,
she doesn't like you.
I'm going to do this for my buddy Dutch.
I already know which one you're doing.
Yes. Colorado Springs mayor candidate arrested again.
Oh no.
Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Oh wait, so is this a candidate or not our actual mayor?
A candidate.
Okay.
A woman who has expressed interest in running for mayor of Colorado Springs was back behind bars Monday after a domestic protection order and assaulted a man.
Uh-oh.
Colorado Springs police says Justine Herring was arrested after officers were called to a domestic.
Justine Herring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know her?
Oh my God. I don't know why I think I. Hold
you
on.
Want me to post a picture of her?
Do you know her? Sex with her? Have you had sex with her?
I didn't know.
Dutch, there
have.
You go.
A week earlier, Herring was arrested and charged.
Oh, yeah, totally hit that.
Menacing after police say the 48-year-old waved an AR-15 rifle at a man and claimed to be a federal law enforcement officer during an incident at Memorial Park. According to the Colorado Springs,
she walked into Memorial Park with wow. By the way, that's like one of our biggest parks. Like, there's people there all the time.
She was memorable? Waving an AR-15 around.
Oh, you are angry.
Jesus.
Maybe she was protesting gun rights.
Maybe she was on that weed that they legalized over there that makes people crazy.
That's
and
what
shoot
it
guns.
Is. Yeah, the weed.
Reefer madness.
Yeah,
I gotta go over there.
Yeah, all weed.
Usually, you just think it was the Hispanics and the Negroes that had the problem. Whoa, with it, but no.
It's too cold over there for them. Yeah,
it's really that's not the issue over there. There's a lot of North Face stores over there. Everyone's fine.
Yeah. So for you, buddy.
Jesus Christ. Wait, so it was just a dude that she got into beef with?
Yeah.
Are we beefing right now, bro? Are we beefing right now? You want to go right now, bro?
Dude, I just beefed like just now.
Do we have to beef right now?
We have to beef right now.
Aww.
Calling fighting beefing is like one of my favorite things.
We're beefing. Are we beefing right now? We beefing?
We're beefing.
Do we got to beef?
Do I have to put on my beefing gloves?
My beefing. We better tenderize this beef or it's going to get really ugly.
You better squash it, bro. You better squash that beef.
Where's the beef?
You better squash it. okay, I have another great story from my favorite media site, thejewishpress.com.
What?
Magical shape-shifting Jews.
What?
I knew it.
Nailed it. We nailed it.
Journalist for the Daily Beast. She's written about this and she joins me from Paris.
Oh my God, YouTube forever. Sorry.
I have Jew music that we can use while it buffers. God.
Sure, go ahead.
Guys, come on, man.
You're the one laughing. Why are you saying come on?
Baba Nagila is where it's at, bro.
I typed in Jew in my search and the only thing that came up. Baba Nagila techno remix.
You would
hey,
have
Dutch,
that.
What's your third favorite Modest Yahoo song?
The King with No Crown.
What's your second?
The one that the sounded just that like that one.
You're making that one up, I believe. All right. Here's story. And now I'll pull up the video so everyone can see it. All right, YouTube. Let's see.
He is a Paris-based American journalist for the Daily Beast. She's written about this, and she joins me from Paris. You talked, Dana, to some of these French Muslims who say this was all a conspiracy. What do they mean?
Well, I went out.
That was the longest the delay.
Oh my God, that delay.
We're on Skype and we have immediate access to when we they still have those vans with the crank up satellites.
Oh no.
They're not in the fucking moon. All right, let me back up. Sorry. I want to count how long that wait was. Seriously.
About this, and she joins me from Paris. You talked, Dana, to some of these French Muslims who say this was all a conspiracy. What do they mean?
One, two, three.
Well, I went out to what they call the suburbs of France, which are not what Americans think of as suburbs. They're really the housing projects. They're outside Paris, and there are a couple areas.
The croissants are off of sale.
The heap holes.
Why would they call them the housing projects of
Because France is fucking poor as shit.
It's just confusing.
Everybody there is poor. If you don't live in the city, you don't have money.
And also, French fancies up all their words, so it sounds nicer.
Inside Paris.
We are so poor, we have to bottle our own water.
Now, John, I'm sorry, Pierre.
My name is Jacques.
Jacques, what is your bottled water called?
Oh, it is terrible. It is called Perrier.
I'm pretty sure you're violating some copyright laws because Perrier is a national or internationally known brand.
No. They stole it from us. We were too late to get to the patent office.
Patent.
Where a lot of poor Muslims live. And I talked to a cross-section of mainly French-Algerian young men.
That's a very... very specific cross-section of people to talk to.
Probably not in Paris.
French Algerian men who often comb their hair to the right.
Who said it was pretty much, they felt, the attacks were actually a conspiracy by the Jews to make Muslims look bad. And they told me that one person told me that, in fact, they weren't just regular Jews that were doing this. In fact, they were a race of magical Jews, shape-shifting Jews that were master manipulators and could be everywhere at the same time.
How is she saying that with a straight face? Who did they interview, Borat?
Because if she doesn't say it with a straight face, John, she's murdered immediately for making fun of the Muslims.
Oh my God.
Magical Jews. There's probably a hell of a lot of Muslims right behind her be like, you better talk about those shape-shifting Jews.
There's my magic Jews.
In fact, they were a race of magical Jews, shape-shifting Jews that were master manipulators and could be everywhere at the same time. You know, Jose, I spent a lot of time at one time in my career in housing projects in places like the South Bronx and
Big Boy's Basement from Outkast for some reason.
Harlem. And, you know, the housing projects in outside of Paris are often referred to as, you know, gritty and hard scrabble in these places of desperation.
Oh, the young Gohar guards live there.
And I'm not saying it's tough to live out there, but for an American to actually go out there, we're talking anywhere from 5 to 10 miles outside the city. These housing projects are nothing that you would compare to anything in America or to a favela in Rio or to the Scampia ghetto outside Naples. They look actually sort of nice.
Give more examples.
Dutch, I need at least 7 more examples.
It was in one of the most dangerous towns in France, supposedly. And the
McDonald's, like the igloos in the Antarctic, and you know, the people in the Yukon, they can get brutal sometimes in their log cabins and
fictional Middle Earth.
Just say ghetto. We get it.
So pristine.
We don't know what the favelas and whatever the fuck she said second.
And then she starts playing the Elvis song in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Eat off the floor. In fact, the server came and served us hamburgers and french fries in a very pristine booth. So it was
a very pristine booth.
I would like to buy an hamburger.
Talking about, what does this have to, I think she just went off the deep end.
Is she high?
She was assigned to a story and then she just went, I don't know what she
did. She's a shapeshifter.
And she's like, I got to talk about something.
I would like to buy an hamburger.
Shocking to both see, you know, these young Muslims with so much hatred toward the Jews and also to America, but they're also in areas which, while portrayed as being these desperate areas, are in fact, they don't look really so terrible.
They don't look like a black neighborhood. Jesus Christ, she's going off script. Holy crap,
what
somebody stop
the
her.
Point of that of that report?
There's more.
She added many extra words to her sentences.
Mm-hmm. Quick, hit her with a broomstick.
You know, look, also, you know, the fact is appearances aren't always exactly what they seem to
with
be.
With shapeshifting Jews, I know.
Is he confirming that there's shapeshifting Jews?
Yes.
Is that what he just did?
Well, you can't know for sure because they're shapeshifters.
Be surrounded by a very comfortable looking situation, but feel despair because you feel that you are so isolated within a society that has clean restaurants and nice buildings, but that ignores you and ignores your dreams and aspirations. And surely, Dana, not all Muslims in France feel that same way. Have these attacks strained relations between the Muslim community?
Well, we reached out to the leader of the reptilians and they haven't gotten back. All right, enough with this bitch. So, I can't anymore.
What channel was this on?
MSNBC.
Do you remember when he was on South Florida News?
Yep.
Channels.
Yeah, that was used to be a local reporter,
and now he's over there in South Florida where there's a bajillion fucking Jews, and now talking about shape-shifting Jews. And
I could tell it's MSNBC by him having to be like, we all know that all Muslims think like this. Like, we know
not all Jews are shapeshifters.
Jeez, way to be impartial.
This just in from the crab people. crab people.
We tried to reach the leader of the Loraxes, but we have no comment as of yet. Jesus, dude. 9-year-old boy arrested after allegedly stealing gum.
Gum?
Allegedly.
What an asshole.
I thought it said gun.
Gum. G-U-M.
Well, police? I'm glad this is on CNN.
Police in Idaho arrested a 9-year-old boy who failed to appear in court. His crime, they
Utaho.
Say, stealing a pack of gum.
Well, what kind of gum was it?
It was gang gum.
Never steal gang gum. Was it the Crips?
Probably fruit.
That kind.
Oh, God.
The petty theft actually took place over the summer.
How did I fucking walk into that?
Very carefully.
You didn't see that coming?
I didn't. I'm an idiot. Damn it.
The petty theft actually occurred over the summer, but a Post Falls officer made the arrest last week. Police chief Scott Hogg said,
yeah. There was a lot of paperwork. When you have to file a gum report, stolen gum, it could take weeks,
worst.
Up to months.
A local judge issued an arrest warrant for a 9-year-old for failure to appear in court. Well,
yeah, it was his dumb parents.
He's 9 years old. What, he's supposed to go in his car?
Yes.
He told CNN, our officers located the child sometime last week, transported the child to a detention facility. The child was not handcuffed and was treated very well. He was only mildly tased.
Wait,
what?
Wait.
The last part I added.
Oh,
even so, the police chief called the arrest warrant for the child odd and said it was most unusual circumstance.
But he still did it?
Yeah. The arrest warrant was issued after the boy missed 2 court appearances.
2?
He's 9!
Well, then he's got a big wheel. Parents be like, hey, you got to... First of all, why they sending the kid to court anyways? Like, who's pressing charges?
It's a waste. Listen, it's a waste of money. He just probably grabbed the thing, a pack of gum, put it in his pocket.
He's 9. Kids are dumb and they just pick up stuff that they want.
Yep. The arrest warrant was issued after the boy missed 2 court appearances, Hogg said. The chief said he thinks the court appearance were missed because the boy's mother was having difficult time finding transportation.
And bad breath.
If we had known that we could have helped sooner with transportation, he said, how about, fuck. Okay, sorry. I don't mean to get so mad.
It doesn't matter how much transportation you need. You don't need to send a 9-year-old to court for gum stealing.
First off, whoever the guy in the store was that caught the kid and called the cops, you're a dick. Yeah, take it back from him. You could scold him and say you're not allowed in the store or whatever. But really, dude, you're going to get the fucking police involved for a pack of gum? Go fuck yourself.
Hold on. I just realized something. Does it ever say in here a pack of gum?
Stealing a pack of gum, yeah.
Because I was going to say, if he was stealing like a freight train of gum deliveries, and there's
it wasn't Ocean's 11.
There's a whole shipment of bazooka.
Gum racketeering?
Yeah.
That would make sense if he got in and like you started to try to commandeer a semi that's pulling the whole thing at Wrigley's. That makes sense.
And he like takes a joyride down the interstate in the wrong way, like stealing his gum. Then all of a sudden, one, I wouldn't be sad, or I would come after him for not appearing in court, because if he's still in a truck, he fucking knows how to drive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Katina County Prosecutor Barry McHugh said he now regrets what happened to the other boy.
That name's not real.
What?
Barry McHugh?
Yeah, Barry McHugh. he's friends with Guy Incognito. After reviewing the file today, I have concluded that my officer's request to have an arrest warrant issued was a mistake under the circumstances. McHugh said that the boy did not go to jail and was released Friday. They didn't stick him behind. How nice! I regret having taken place and will do everything in my power to avoid this type of mistake in the future. Hogg said he was not sure whether the mother will face any charges or why he became a cop if his last name is Hogg.
Boss Hogg?
No, it's just Hogg.
Oh, no.
Good old boy. Not get on.
Woo! You get him, Bo. I want that horn in my car immediately.
No, please don't. Please
why don't. Why not? Did that rule? Stop not every time.
Dude, you drive a 98 Ford Focus.
Fair enough, but then I get this one for my car.
Take a spin, now you're in with the
That's not a horn. It is now.
You're not a good friend. That person.
The pan flute's
my kaleidoscope, man. Or kaleidopee.
Yeah, the kaleidoscope. Uh-huh.
All right, this question is for both Dutch and John. Could you tackle an 8,000-calorie, 59-item Monster Mega Breakfast?
What's in the breakfast?
Yeah.
What's in the box?
You're saying like a lot of numbers.
What's in the box?
All right. It looks like a table of food capable of feeding an entire family for a day. But in fact, this is a single breakfast being offered to customers in Portishead Cafe. The Corner Cafe has launched a gut-busting challenge, inviting those with large appetites.
Here's a picture of it.
Portishead, like the alternative rock group has their own cafe.
No. Like the toilets, the portable toilets.
No, that's a porta potty. This is
Portishead. Ah, that's my fault.
They make stupid music.
Well, maybe, but it's also a cafe.
So that picture is that the breakfast?
It's probably a weird eating challenge.
It's probably a town in England. This is from the Bristol Post.
I call it Wingland.
So I could probably barely get by on that, maybe.
What does that mean?
That's good. That means
I would come really close to finishing it, but I'll probably end up just like blowing out my colon.
What'll fuck you up is all that toast, man.
Let me read it.
The Monster Mega Breakfast contains 6 rashers of bacon. Now, what is a rasher?
What the hell's a rasher?
I have no idea.
And then
6 rashers of bacon.
You need a measurement of bacon.
And then 27 fibbly wops of hash browns.
I need 6 measurements of bacon.
And 40 stone of eggy weggies.
Sorry, I'm hearing a static in somebody else's. I don't know if that's just me.
Is that me?
Is that just me?
No, it's just you. Go ahead.
Okay. 6 sausages, 6 eggs. 2 3-egg omelets, 4 portions of fried potatoes, and 4 portions of mushrooms. It also comes with 6 slices of black pudding.
Whoa, African-American pudding.
You're right.
And it's called Jell-O.
6 hash browns, 1 bowl of chips. That's french fries.
Yeah.
4 onion rings.
No, it isn't, goddammit. I ordered fish and chips once. It fucking came with french fries. I'm like, I want Lay's potato chips on these motherfuckers. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean...
4 onion rings, 4 slices of toast, 2 fried bread. What the fuck is a fried bread?
What's a fried
bread? It's French toast.
Oh. half a grilled tomato.
Someone call Ashley and then tell him to shut up. Go ahead.
Half a grilled. They eat grilled tomatoes over there?
I guess. That's weird.
What's wrong with that?
Two
deep fried baked Ashley. Beans.
Two portions of beans and two portions of tomatoes.
Tomatoes, I believe, is how tomatoes. They pronounce them.
Challengers are given only 1 hour to down this 15-pound meal.
No,
Ashley, you big oaf, get on that. You got to get to this thing.
Yes,
it's
money
in
pound.
England, right?
Money pound.
Yes.
Yeah. Where's
putting
it
is a blood sausage. Eee.
Where's Portishead Cafe? Someone Google map that motherfucker.
You can wash it down with either a pint of milkshake or a can of energy drink. Well, I'd take the energy drink.
No, I would take the milkshake.
Why?
Take a crab juice.
Royce, you're so dumb. Why would you ever take the milkshake?
Because an energy drink, after all, that would make me vomit.
Yeah, but an energy drink isn't going to be as heavy as a milkshake.
Fuck that. I want a milkshake. I'm all man.
The milkshake will have way more calories.
I'll pour the milkshake all over it to soften it and then eat it.
I don't
like
energy drink in England just means like cup of oatmeal.
Okay, hold on. Ash is saying he loves black pudding. Ash, call in. I want to find out what the fuck that is.
How's he going to call
in? It's a type of blood sausage.
And tell us what a rationer is or whatever the fuck that... What?
A rasher.
Yeah, Portishead is a town
pork
outside
blood
of Bristol.
Did you say opium?
Oatmeal.
Ew, blood and oatmeal and opium is fine, but not the blood part.
What the fuck do they
eat over
there? Black
pudding is a type of blood sausage commonly eaten in Britain. It is generally made from pork blood and a relatively high proportion of oatmeal.
Why are they using pork blood? Is it actual pork blood or they just call it that because it's something else?
It is actual
pork blood.
Their
teeth are all fucked up.
That's just, I don't
know. When you cook the pork, the blood that cooks out of it, when it hits the griddle, it turns into pork blood and it cooks and you cook it and throw it into oatmeal.
Say cook
again.
Hey,
Ashley.
Shut up.
Hello.
All right, please explain to us what the hell this meal is.
What's a ration of what? What was it called?
Rasher.
A rasher? What the fuck is rasher?
What unit of measurement is that?
It's basically just a single slice.
What kind of fucking weird goddamn Mighty Morphin language are you talking over there, you weirdos? It's called a slice, goddammit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And why do you put blood in your sausage? What the fuck's up with that shit?
And your pudding.
It's nice. I have no idea what's in black pudding, but it tastes nice. It's basically a whole load of shits in it. It's sort of like how you make hot dogs, sort of.
Yeah, but hot dogs aren't pudding.
Yeah, and you don't use a word that normally refers to something sweet. What does it taste like? Like, what's the, like, general...
What does it taste like?
Oh, it tastes like a slibbity-boo.
Yeah, pretty much what John said. No, it tastes... It's sort of a burnt, sausage-y sort of taste to it.
Oh, God, I don't... What?
And it's, like, in a pudding-type form? Like, you scoop it with
a
spoon?
No, it's
kind
literally
of
just... It's like a black sausage, basically.
Oh, okay, so it's just a sausage, but they call it black pudding.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh.
Well, that's dumb. Pudding is something different.
It's blood and bunch of other.
Where is this place? I want you to do this. Where was it again, Sean? You pulled it up.
It's in North Somerset.
Yeah. Is that far?
Okay.
Outside of Bristol.
Is that far for you?
Yeah, it's sort of halfway up the country.
God damn it. Why do you got to be so far? And so rude. Don't you know I'm human too?
don't do that song.
What? It's played out, I guess.
Mary the girl.
Do you have
a squirrel?
Do you have any friends that you can send to do the challenge?
To do your bidding?
Not, no.
Pikachu, I choose you.
Don't play that song.
Stop it.
I'm not playing it. I am playing it.
Don't play the song.
He is playing it.
Don't play the song.
I'm not playing that song.
You're right. Ashley shouldn't be eating that kind of stuff because he has an ab challenge. How you doing with that, by the way?
Well, I got it.
Very well, actually. Very well.
I haven't seen a single photo or selfie.
Yeah, man. Why aren't you sending us dick pics?
Whoa.
I'll send you dick pics, but I'm not sending you a stomach pic. I tried to do a stomach pic, but it just didn't work. It just sort of looked shitty.
Well, I don't know if that's
it's hard to
stomach.
Take pictures on my. I mean, all the challenges that we did last year, I was like sort of trying to set up the camera, and you know, it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you got to get good lighting.
You have to light yourself from down.
You have to get one of those selfie sticks.
Yeah,
my sister's got one of those.
Yeah, borrow her selfie stick. Problem solved.
Oh God, I saw those on the internet the other day. I got mad.
A selfie stick to me just means that somebody's going to be taking a more easily accessible picture of their butthole.
Selfie stick is something just to beat someone over the head with.
Mm-hmm. It'll keep the demons out.
That's the dumbest invention I've ever heard.
What's your favorite thing to eat over there, Ashley?
Like McDonald's.
Like, what's a thing that's popular over there that we don't have here in America that I don't...
knives and forks.
Dicks.
I don't know, kebabs.
Well, we have kebabs.
We have kebabs here, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't kebabs. Eat them as often.
We don't call them kebabs.
We call them kebabs.
Kebabs.
Hey, babs.
But that,
I don't know, really.
There's a big Muslim presence, so I guess it makes sense that you would say that's your favorite. I would never say that that's my favorite thing to eat.
Shawarma.
So.
Yeah, I don't think we have that over here.
Next time you come back, or you're coming back for the live event, right?
I am indeed, sir.
And you bring some blood pudding with you.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I want to try.
I don't think I'll be able to get through customs, but I'll give it a go.
Oh, yeah, good point. They frown on bringing food from country to country.
You know, you can just go to a British pub here. They sell it there here, too. It's
nope,
not that
not possible.
No, it's really not.
Nope.
No, you can do that.
Yeah,
no.
But we got to bring somebody from the country to actually pull it out from the back room.
It has to be authentic.
Well, yeah,
I'll get it because it basically looks like a giant black cock. I'll just chuck some batteries on it and just say it's a dildo.
There you go. Problem solved. He's a problem solver, this one.
You don't want to open this up.
No, not at all. All right. Well, thank you for calling in and find somebody to eat that plate.
Big black cock.
Yeah, that's
tell us how it goes.
No worries. Speak to you soon.
See ya.
All right. Later, girl named Ashley.
Spit spot.
Pish posh.
Pish posh. Spit spot.
All right.
Cheerio.
Sean, do you have one or do you want me to?
Do I have one? Yeah, International Space Station. Yep. Ammonia leak forces crew to Russian section.
We invaded Space Russia?
Yes.
Space Russia!
Fuck, did we yell Wildcats and then fucking go? No.
Wolverines!
Oh, Wolverines, that's what it was. I always forget.
Yeah, I know you do.
Apparently there's video for that. Oh, no, that's just a stream. You don't want that. That's the space
stream. It's a stream?
It's a stream from space. Nobody wants
to
see
that. Are we in war and we're watching it from afar?
It's on spaceweather.com.
Is the Cold War starting?
It's no.
Should I get out the bombshells?
I haven't seen that on spaceweather.com yet.
Well, of course they're not going to report on space.
Listen, doesn't matter.
That'll let's be the first let's, place they report
let's
it, Marie.
Preemptively sent Bruce Willis up there with Ben Affleck just in case. Right, guys?
Of course.
That's awful but idea.
That they're... Your oil workers.
I said like, preemptively.
Is President Obama going to make some sort of...
Celebrate good Obama, come on!
So you're going to send Batman into outer space is what you're trying to tell me?
I mean, if we have to.
Like Fat Man.
Whoa, John.
If we have to.
Are
we being mean?
Are we holding the Russians captive or did we kill them or... How's this work?
Let's get to the basics. Is an ammonia leak good or bad?
That's bad.
That's bad.
Generally, it's not good to breathe that in. No.
Are you sure?
That's what I've heard.
But it smells
unless
so good.
Unless if you're from planet Neptune.
That's what?
It's got. He's good. He's good.
He's right.
There's people
Thank
there.
You.
Okay. Well, I counter your science story with I ate 50-piece chicken McNugget because hashtag YOLO.
I think I might have done that once. And I didn't write about it because I'm not a bitch.
There you go, Marie.
This is what I get for accepting a challenge on Twitter. Last week, I went to the doctor for a checkup for the first time in years. Come to find out I have high cholesterol. Weirdly high, considering my diet is basically plant-based, except when I'm eating steak or cheeseburgers
or fried chicken. Ew! Who's this person?
Yeah, it's vaguely just plant-based, James you know, with Joyner. Leafy greens. Somehow, does an almost 40-year-old man who could certainly afford to lose a few pounds before... Cresting that midlife hill into a few months, cope with his dire health, blah, blah, blah,
what
blah, blah.
What a fucking anyway. Hipster asshole. I don't like him.
He said, by volunteering to stuff 50 greasy hunks of fried fast food chicken chunks into my face hole, that's how. What are the kids, that's what the kids are saying, right? Hashtag YOLO, yeah, that. I should confess before we begin that I don't eat fast food. Oh, shut up.
I just scrolled. This is the longest article in the history of long articles.
Why did we pick this? I liked it when they did it better on the what was that? Morgan Spurlock did it first. Like, what is this guy doing? Like, why would anybody care?
Because he thinks.
Why does he look like he's like mentally retarded in that
John,
picture?
John, yes. Question.
Yes, answers.
How far are you from a McDonald's?
Not too far.
Okay.
You know what's about to happen.
I love the restraint in his
Go
voice.
Now, so you're back for the Lucky Eights thing. Go now, buy 50 nuggets, and I want you to do the 50 nugget challenge while we interview Lucky Eights. That way we can prove to this motherfucker that we're better than him.
And then we'll tweet him.
We have it done before the end of the show.
We'll tweet him, and we'll be like, Yodo, because you only dollar one.
Are you hungry?
He'll be. I don't care.
No, it's not that. It's that like I used like, because I don't get paid till Friday, and I got my second session of my tattoo yesterday.
Oh, Jesus. But
you can't afford chicken nuggets?
Oh, well, not a 50-piece. What is that, like $2?
Something like that, yeah.
You like end up being like $10.
I don't have the time to wire you the $2 it requires, but I would if I could. That's all right. Yeah. It's all right, John.
I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
No, 50 nuggets would be like $20, right?
No, because you can get the 20 piece for like $4. Yeah. So two 20 pieces is $8 plus a 10 piece.
The thing is, today is cheeseburgers. Otherwise, it would be like 12-cent McNugget night or something. That's on Sundays.
It's not the 20s. It was never been 12 cents.
What was the point of the article, though? Like, what was he doing? It was a bet he lost? Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. One, Super Size Me came out years ago. Two, that's not a hard challenge. Three, you wrote way too much about your experience, dude. No one blogs
that much.
Is
there a comment section where our listeners can go and leave their thoughts?
Let me see. Is there a comment section? 14 comments, yep. Let me read one of the comments. I'm just sure they're good.
This is a really long post.
Why do I talk so I can get paid for writing something like this? Remember the video? Oh my God! I just love that they turn into like 9/11 conspiracies. Like what? How did a 50 chicken McNugget thing? Comment sections on websites deteriorate so fast, so fast.
It really just looks like
hold on. Read the second one out loud.
I'll read it.
Tell me how this guy got from point A to point B.
I'll read it. Remember that video of Jamie Olive chicken carcass and blood and those dimwit kids still ate them? Further observations how this crappy food really affects cognition.
Shut the fuck up. That's my response.
Yeah, shut up.
I was intrigued by this story because almost exactly 1 year ago, I did something similar. It was only a 20-piece excursion. Really? Who? Why? Are people seriously
calling that 20 piece? She meant by that 20 she meant penises.
Piece. 20 I gave you a 20 piece after eating four double cheeseburgers. Go fuck yourself.
Who calls
20
it an
piece
excursion?
Is fucking rookie shit. I could do this all day with fucking nugget. Shut up. You're not
all
so fucking.
Day. I got it all day.
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I got it all day too,
Winston.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'll do this all day.
I'll do all day, Winston.
They're calling chicken nuggets an excursion, but then she spells appetite wrong later. Like
Sean and I used to split 75 wings from Hooters.
No problem.
Yeah, man. Fucking baller.
And we stacked up all the bones. It looked like Castle Grayskull.
Yep. It was really cool.
I could see doing this on a bet, but a dare? No. You want me to eat that many nuggets? You're going to pay me at least a buck a nugget.
Was this on hipsterfaggot.com?
Right. I mean, it's not like a...
I'm sure it exists, but it, no. Sure it for that exists. Even
hey, Royce.
Yeah. To put this up there.
Hey, further down in the comments, because this is like getting like so many hits, is there somebody in there like saying, hey, keep scrolling down. If you submit this to somebody else, you can win $50. I'll show you how. And they have like a hyperlink.
I'm going to say I could do that all day. I'm going to write out the entire word for word that clip that we just did. Send me the link.
Dutch, hipsterfaggot.com is available.
It's in the chat.
It's available if you
want to get the URL, Dutch.
The scumbags in marketing call this loving. I don't even know what that means. Is he trying to do an I'm loving it reference?
You didn't sacrifice yourself for science, you goddamn hipster. You ate chicken McNuggets.
Thank you for your perfect demonstration of the difference between famous and viral. That was somebody's comment.
Yeah, I hope he gets so famous, but then he gets a viral infection.
The next comment. Nice knowing you.
I could do...
Stay strong.
What's the next part of that clip?
All day!
I got it all day,
I do this all day, Winston!
Hold on, okay. Jesus.
He's dumb.
Well, okay, who's this bitch that says my limit is the 10-piece nuggets followed by the realization that I really should have only ordered the 6-piece?
Who orders 6? You're just going to be hungry after that.
6 pieces are for kids.
4 pieces are for kids.
4 pieces are for kids that are skinny. 6 pieces are for kids that
are
wealthy.
Getting a 6-piece at McDonald's is like calling a prostitute and just asking for a hand job. Why are you wasting your goddamn time?
Because maybe it's been a long time since I got a hand job.
You go to McDonald's and you get 20 piece.
Okay.
That's like that old Reagan bit. Here. Like, but serving size is 2 cookies.
Then I can only afford a hand job if I get 20
piece.
I eat
Fig Newtons by the sleeve.
You fucking Brian Reagan.
Love Reagan.
I can't believe how much he wrote about this experience.
Okay. I got one. I'm going to go into McDonald's and I'm gonna eat 50 salt packets, 50 pepper packets.
Don't do that. You'll choke on yourself.
50 sugar packets.
Oh, your foot will fall off.
50. I don't
50
know.
50 non-dairy
ketchup
cups.
50 ketchup packets.
Okay.
Never want to eat syrup again.
I'm just reading through the article to make sure he actually ate all 50 and didn't puss out after 25, and he did.
He pussed out?
No, he ate all 50.
Okay.
As he should, because any adult can eat 50 nuggets. It's not hard.
No.
It really isn't that difficult.
I mean, you might have a stomach ache afterwards, fine, but 50 nuggets is not hard.
Yeah, especially if you compare it to that 8,000 calorie other food thing that we pulled up.
Exactly. Now that's a fucking challenge.
Yeah, this guy's an asshole.
Well, I guess a fine transition would be to go to the dead body of an expiring actress found in city water tank after residents complain of strange taste. Model
go ahead, read
water.
It. I'll post her picture.
27-year-old Carmen Yarira.
Not gonna live here anymore. That's for sure.
Brazas. That's a really that's a stupid name. I'm just gonna say Carmen.
That's a really stupid Spanish name.
Yeah, it's a really stupid Spanish name.
Carmen Yaira Noriega Esperanza.
Her remains may have been in the tank since she disappeared almost a year ago. A year of drinking dead girl water.
Ew.
What's dead girl water? Pee-pee?
The rotting corpse of a missing young woman has been discovered floating in a city's filtration tank after residents complained of strange taste in their drinking water. Police said the body of the aspiring actress Carmen blah 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 blah, age 27, was found in the tank by council workers responding to reports of the foul-tasting water. The pretty brunette, a psychology graduate who dreamed of a TV career, was last seen leaving her gym in the Mexican capital in February last year. Oh, so this is in Mexico? Of course no one complained for a year.
Yeah, the water tasted better.
Yeah.
Maybe it got rid of their dysentery.
Horchetas!
No.
In addition, residents in the area...
No addition.
In addition, residents in the area have been horrified at the thought that the woman's decaying body tainted their domestic water supply for 11 months.
Now, okay, I'm not really sure. Is that good?
That's bad.
Okay.
Unless it was adding extra nutrients.
No.
Yeah, but what are electrolytes?
It's what plants crave.
Brondo's got electrolytes.
Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes. A police spokesman said city officials were called to the tank, and when they opened it up, they found the dead body in a high state of putrefaction. Well done.
Sorry.
It's been stewing up in water for 11 months, and I'm sure it was warm.
Gross.
Mexico. So is that what Montezuma's revenge is? Just dead actors' corpses in the water?
First off, it's Montezuma, not Montezuma, the used car Honda dealership guy.
From the halls of
I'm Montezuma. Come down to get my... No.
It's Zuzu dealership.
Yeah, exactly.
I am Montezuma, Zuzu.
We're going to slash your price like a samurai sword. We're going to slash your prices.
We get a ninja monkey to slash tires.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I have a quick update.
Yes.
I posted a comment.
Yes.
Which reads, all day. I could do this all day, Winston. Hey, how long can you do this for? I could do this all day. Yeah, I got it all day too. Winston, why are you yelling at me? I could do this all day. I could do this all day, Winston.
Good. Now
I wrote that whole thing out.
All day.
So.
I got it all day
I
too.
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you... Right. So obscure for idiots like that, they're not even going to know what it is.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm not going to sign up.
I feel like there's a lot of New Girl fans.
One more story here before break.
Uno más, por favor.
Seriously, Dutch?
Skew!
Seriously, Dutch? You're not going to do... Okay.
I thought we
put that picture.
Not that one.
It's tittles.
Whoa! Tittles.
It's a newsy noise.
Tittles!
Yeah, scoop is when we do the Holly scoop.
In November, the ex-girl...
That's the wrong one. That was snoozy.
Wait.
Let's try this one more time.
Which one is which?
Take it away, Frank.
Girlfriend of NASCAR driver Kurt Busch.
I hate you. I hate all of you. I don't. I don't like that you're doing that. All right.
And now, Hollywood News with Royce. Take it away, Frank.
In November, the ex-girlfriend of NASCAR driver Kurt Busch accused him of assault. And in court proceedings this week, Bush testified with an unexpected friend, Patricia Driscoll, is a trained assassin. The outlet says Bush claimed...
Okay,
can I really say that?
I don't know a ton about Kurt.
Trained assassins?
My brother's is obsessed with like NASCAR stuff.
African American.
He was telling me about like apparently okay, there's two brothers, Kurt and Kyle Busch, and they're like the most hated drivers because they love wrecking people and like, but these guys get paid billions of dollars. How hot is this girl? Because most NASCAR drivers have like the hottest chicks in the world.
She's pretty attractive.
Yeah, trophy wives.
By the way, this isn't like just some random driver. This is one of the biggest drivers in NASCAR. So that's why I was asking, how is he? X
had experience killing drug lords via long range sniper rifles and close combat tactics, including the use of
But apparently she was a female Jason Bourne. Jennifer Bourne.
Knives and poison. The 36-year-old former NASCAR champion also reportedly said Driscoll went out on secret mercenary missions across Central and South America.
Super secret.
Okay, first off, let's say she really sick. You're not supposed to say it. Secondly, she's probably not CIA and you're insane.
She's KGB.
Easily.
Yeah, she's Molotov Cactus.
Africa. Bush reportedly gave one detailed account of Driscoll leaving in camouflage garb and returning wearing an evening gown covered in bloodstains underneath a trench coat. The news...
Was he watching True Lies? Is that what happened?
It's possible.
Okay.
Journal says she denied those... Outlet also says Bush mentioned it in an attempt to disprove the assault allegations she made against him in November. Driscoll claims Bush slammed her head multiple times against a wall inside his motorhome late September while at a racing
event. Shortly after, nailed it, John.
For a protective order against him. Bush, meanwhile, has repeatedly denied that he physically abused her.
I'm not a regular mom. I don't drive a minivan, and...
is this the turn of the video?
I have two jobs.
It's worth noting Driscoll is the head of two companies that, as Deadspin points out... It's a nonprofit that provides support for wounded veterans. The other is Frontline Defense Systems, where her short website bio says she spent the majority of her career in the narcotics and intelligence world.
There you go.
Commissioner presides.
She crashes cars all night. She'll murder you in flight.
Oh, Sister Christian.
Over the case that was weighing on Ranger. Driscoll's protective order request after both sides submit closing arguments in writing. He's given the attorneys 2 weeks to do so. For Newsy, I'm Jay.
All right, so he married a secret assassin.
Literally, he's like one of the top drivers. Like, that's crazy. That'd be like if you had to have some kind of a comparison, like, you know, Drew Brees basically doing that. You know what I mean? If you're a fan of
fans of NASCAR,
you know what the biggest state of NASCAR is in your state.
State of confusion.
They fucking love it.
Yeah, we do. Collins. I love me some of that NASCAR and some of that Indy racing, and I will just watch them go around and track and go round and drink
really
beers.
Most people who are NASCAR fans think Indy racing is for queers.
Oh no, the Spanish people love the Indy racing. See, us
straight American people. Yeah, we like us some NASCAR.
We like NASCAR,
some chewing tobacco.
But they are South Americans. Yeah, they love their Indy racing. So we have to share.
And they play football all wrong. It's terrible.
Right.
We do allow some Mexicans in NASCAR. We do have Vito Montoya. He ain't so good with his race driving, but, you know.
Vito Montoya?
Yeah, he killed my father. Prepared to die.
I was going to say.
Oh, shit. Well,
I like to play a game at restaurants called Lesbian or NASCAR. Sometimes it is both. That's when it gets tricky because mullet and the camo and the socks. Yeah, it's
and the socks.
Now, how do you win the game?
Socks have the rebel flag on them that is self-knitted.
Okay.
How do you? That is a NASCAR fan because that's overboard.
How do you win the game? Do you have to like see a signal that says okay, they obviously like NASCAR? Or do you approach?
Yeah, if there's
them?
Like open mouth kissing. Usually,
I mean, I guess you can never truly prove it.
Yeah,
well, you could ask them.
Yeah, just ask.
Ask,
like, hey, we're trying to settle a bet here. Do you eat box or do you watch Jimmy Johnson?
Pick one. Not the football Jimmy Johnson.
Right.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go?
Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never...
Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
The Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio. Give it up for the deep
beat. You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Anti-Day at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week, I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now, DC, because the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front DC. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I'd say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and C-Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DP, remember that.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask
me. Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See right there.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as lubricating it in my asshole and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Elvis and Albert Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis, coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right, punk rock music,
independent music,
and all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalbert.com, 24-7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Albert Show.
morelikeradio.com.
Damn it, Krieger! Did you drug me?
You don't remember? Wow, memory is such a fragile thing. And if Archer's real identity is exposed to him too suddenly, his mind may reject it permanently. We have to ease him back into it, like a latex gimp suit.
And how do you suggest we do that?
Well, some people use baby powder, but I'm a firm believer in cornstarch.
Not the gimp suit! Sterling's amnesia!
Oh, yes, I have a plant. Plant! Plan.
Hey, this is Lucky Ace. I play Krieger on Archer, and you are listening to More Like Radio.
Back live on the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Second hour will be joined very soon by Voice of Krieger on Archer. Lucky Yates. We'll be calling him in a little bit. But first, I want to get everyone warmed up with really everyone's favorite artist, Taylor Swift, is in the news again.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, Sean sent this one to me. Evangelical pastor says Taylor Swift will turn your children gay.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It is true.
A pastor has claimed that Taylor Swift is being exploited by Ellen DeGeneres to turn children gay.
I've been saying that for years.
Evangelist Larry Tomskak, he wrote, "The indoctrination and propaganda coming from these advocating a gay lifestyle in our country and classrooms and culture are increasing. And all of us need to take note and take action to guard those we love. Here's how Hollywood is promoting homosexuality right now. Glee features over 5 gay characters. Home and reality shows regularly feature lesbians and gays in partnership exploring homes.
Science, bro.
Modern Family features a gay couple who married over 2 episodes recently. Ellen DeGeneres celebrates her lesbianism and marriage in between appearances of her guests like Taylor Swift to attract young girls. Anderson Cooper boasts openly on TV that he'd rather have sex with a man.
As long as you don't get stuck in a giant vagina, you'll have the respect of the Germans.
Check out how aggressive these well-funded and well-organized groups are in targeting innocent and impressionable children in elementary schools and high schools, colleges, and the media. Shift from Jews.
God damn it.
Strategic and working to lead a generation over the cliff of destruction. He also encourages Christian parents to teach their children that gay people on TV are wrong. Writing whether...
Wrong about what?
Whether pausing the program for a quick moment of instruction or following up later at bedtime, in the
wrong,
car,
sir.
Or at the
wrong.
Table, skillfully share on God's design.
You're doing it wrong!
For a man and a woman and the sanctity of marriage. 47 reader comments.
Now let's read all 47.
I have to read some of these comments because they're, you know, the best part about comment sections, everyone's well informed.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post the all day speech there
yes,
too.
Yes. Just copy paste it. It's easier.
Go ahead and post it.
Damn, I don't know a single song by Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
Fuck me.
Royce Cakes is tired.
I have to wait a year now.
God damn it.
Oh, first one of the year, baby.
Damn,
nice.
I don't know a single song by Taylor Swift. So how the F did I become
Taylor
gay?
Swift?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
I'm so scared. I don't want to ask for
I'm scared of you homosexuals.
Just shake
it off.
I don't know if I can deal with any more baby bat on my face.
This is awful.
You guys are being excessively
mean. I love when Royce is under the bus.
Excessively mean.
He's kind of funny.
No, tell us more about Taylor Swift.
I don't want to talk anymore. Swift. I'm done talking. Someone else talk.
I wish I was recording because I wanted to hear that back right now.
I'm tagging out.
You're tagging out.
No, I still want to know some of the comments.
We're tapping out.
Close it.
Really?
Close it. Yep.
You already closed it?
Yep. I'm pouting now.
Does Pastor Royce have a comment?
Nope.
About the gays?
No, because Pastor Royce might slur his words and then I'm going to be under a
big... He'll do just fine.
No, I'm
going to... Don't shut down and not do a show because you had one slip up.
I give up.
It was a big one, though.
See, Dutch, you're not helping. Dutch is making it worse, Marie, see?
I don't know if you can keep stalling for 3 minutes, Royce.
Just call him.
Royce, I don't want to call him at 3 minutes already.
Just fucking call
that
him.
That is what we consider rude.
He's probably high. Who gives a shit? Call him.
All right, so...
Call him. Seriously.
Do, go ahead.
I mean...
You just call? Really?
Yeah, go.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together.
That's rude.
We're Taylor Swift.
Is that Taylor Swift? Arrangement. That dream... Within a dream.
I don't like that.
That get it right as you.
I felt you were twumming when you got twer. I'm lying on the cold ground, dwow. Twubble.
Thank you, John, for Swift song.
Oh, I had no idea what the fuck I just said just now.
Did you just black out?
Sorry, it's meant to be background music. So what about Taylor Swift? Well, like, what happened here?
Hey, where'd Royce go? How come I don't hear him?
Yeah.
He's here.
He's not talking. He's refused to talk. There it is.
I had the screen version. Hold on.
Oh, you got mine?
Remember when that was a thing? Remember that?
Oh, the goat.
How many
scream.
Years ago was that with the llamas
about,
and then we had to do John?
Do the John scream.
Guys, don't.
I try to play it, but I can't locate it because it's on my other hard drive. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You guys.
All right. Well, I...
Wucky waits.
Wucky waits.
Gotta get him out of our system now.
No, I'm gonna so fucking say it the moment he answers the phone. I know it. I already said Yucky Yates earlier on today, and I know I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to do it. It's going to be bad. I'm going to be professional.
Douglas Yancey funny.
Please do not let me say Yucky.
I'm proud of myself. I was able to pull up that quick.
Yucky Lace.
Oh, you did it before I could even do it.
Dude, I wish you guys had called me. Like I caught in my apartment a magic shape-shifting Jew.
Oh my god! Okay, hold on a second.
And just as I had him out the door, I was like, fuck, I wish those guys would call right now. Because this would be so great on their show. But I had to let him go.
But if we called you while you had it in your hands, then the mystery of the shape-shifting Jews would have been solved. And now it wouldn't even be a thing there anymore.
The big thing about it he gave me
his pot of gold, but it turned out to be fucking chocolate. And like shitty chocolate, too. Bastard. Like, not even good chocolate.
All right, that's how I know that you caught a leprechaun and not a shape-shifting Jew, because everyone knows they don't get rid of their Jew gold.
Yeah, well, maybe keep pulling chocolate off on me.
All right.
It was a decoy
bag. And ran away. I don't know.
Well, for anyone who's dumb enough to not realize at this point, this is Lucky Yates on the phone, who's the voice of Krieger on Archer. You're dumb.
That's me.
That's him. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm great, but obviously you've been listening to the show, so you know there's a butt ton of people on the other end of this line for you.
A whole butt ton of them.
Butt ton.
Is that a like official measurement unit?
I think it is over in Britain.
Okay.
And I promise you, we'll try to talk about as little Star Wars as possible. Unlike our buddy's show you were just on recently, we'll do our very.
turnaround time on that is remarkable.
No, actually, I believe we got that at a Comic-Con.
New York Comic-Con, I believe.
Right.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I just did that exact same one last night for those two dudes. Like,
maybe you should be
word
switching.
Word for word, I did that same
fucking
promo. Maybe you should be switching up the way you do your voiceover promos then, Lucky.
Well, it's just me.
Well, for anyone that doesn't know, the sixth season of Archer started last Thursday.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to episode 2 tomorrow.
Episode 2's got some, it's great. I love it. I love it. You know what? I watched, did you guys get press screeners at all or anything?
The guy that you talked with that made you do the bumper twice does.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got some, and it's got the first 6 episodes on it. God damn, this season's the best one yet. And we say that every year, and we figure Adam's got to run out of steam at some point, but he just keeps getting better and better. It's unbelievable. Such a funny season this season. Good stuff.
I'm pretty sure that Archer Vice was kind of a refresh, reboot on creativity.
Yeah, totally. It did. It did its job. And it's exactly what he wanted. He felt like he was spinning his wheels doing the spy thing, so he just wanted to get the fuck out about it.
So I loved Archer Vice. Did they really?
So did I, man. I wish we kept going with it.
Who was freaking out? Tell me their names.
I have no idea. I don't pay attention to that kind of shit. I have no clue. I just hear things.
Well, speaking of season 5, wasn't that the first season that your name actually appeared in the opening credits?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Very, very nice. What? And the year before that, we were doing this Archer Live tour, and we were out on the road in all these cities, and I did like the first of the opening 10 minutes of just warming up the crowd and getting them ready and then introducing the cast. And the executive producer wrote a lot of, the show and stuff like that. And so he had me do this recording the audience every week, every show, screaming, "We love Krieger," in order to get me into the opening credits. Like, it was part of the show. And I was like, Thompson, man, if this doesn't work, I'm going to look like the biggest jackass. Like, man, you're really throwing me to the dogs here if it's not. But whenever it worked, yay.
So your name got into the credits because people were chanting?
No, I have no idea. No, it's not really. It must have been in the works, but he was trying to, I don't know. I don't know why I had to do it, but I did it every time. And then it turned out to be in the opening credits. And so everybody that was at that show, at those shows, thought, hey, it worked.
Yeah, Marie, you remember the big Krieger sit-in of 2013? It was very popular.
It must have been after Occupy Wall Street. I was busy in that one.
Oh, okay, that's what happened.
Right.
But could it be possible that they didn't expect Krieger to be as popular as he is today, maybe?
That's the whole thing. The character's been growing. When he first started out, he didn't even talk. Like, in the first 3 episodes or something, he doesn't talk. He's a creepy, silent guy.
Were you paid for those episodes?
No, not at all. No, in fact, when they were about to, they were recording like 3, the 3rd episode, and they asked Amber, they were like, hey, Amber, this character is going to talk in the next episode. Here's what he looks like. And she went, yeah, Lucky 8. And they went, yeah, perfect. That was it. And then I went and recorded the first episode, and, they were like, hey, man, we don't know. We don't know if FX will approve you. Like, we just don't know. We want you to have the role, but who knows? And shit like that happens all the time, like some exec up the ranks doesn't like you, and so he doesn't want that voice, or he wants his brother to do it or something. But it was like the day of them having to turn in the final, like, here it is, it's going on air. They had to call FX and go, dude, what's up with Krieger? Do you like him or not? Because if you don't, we have to re-record him today. And they were like, oh no, we love him. So they got the job.
They cut you an AmScot check, like, just quickly. Ah, shit, hurry up, pay him. We need him now.
Now, speaking of Amber Nash, you worked with her before on Frisky Dingo, and you
Well, Amber and I are in a theater company here.
You do stand up in Atlanta together.
I work with her every weekend.
Every weekend?
Yeah.
Where can we go see improv?
Atlanta, Georgia, at Dad's Garage Theater. That's where Amber and I work. Her husband runs the joint.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's like a Groundlings kind of thing?
Yeah. We've been, Dancecraft, it started in 1995. And so, like, we're sort of the groundlings, second city of the Southeast. Like, we're kind of like the, nobody really has a big name, but if anybody, like, we have, like, Colin Mockery and Tim Meadows.
No big names, exactly. Only
right, but, so we, you know, we get those guys. They come and play with us, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
Like, we're the Southeast equivalent to, you know, we're not IO or anything like that, but, you know, we're up there with them.
Right.
As far as the Southeast, regionally. It's great. You know, and we're growing. I mean, Amber and I are on this big hit TV show, so it's shining a little light on our theater company, which is nice. We just bought a church.
For religious purposes?
The theater just bought a church to turn into its own space.
Like a church of Krieger, or?
I thought it would be like the Church of Improv.
It is going to be a Church of Improv. I am a ordained minister, so we might as well have weddings.
You and me
there.
Both. Hey, fellow brother of the cloth, Universal Life Church of Modesto, California. That's what I am. Universal Can you Life practice Church in the state of Florida? Because I can't practice in my home state of Pennsylvania.
He's from Georgia.
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Atlanta.
No, I'm from Detroit. Yeah, I'm originally from Detroit. My mom's from Pittsburgh. So.
Oh, wow. The home of RoboCop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You bet.
Yeah.
Now, did I also know, or did I learn right, that you used to do puppetry, too, before the improv?
No, it's not used to, yeah. It's actually my first love, is puppetry. I'm starting to work on a new video series right now. Just me and some buddies here in town.
Ooh, what's it called?
Thing with all skeleton characters. It'll be fun and creepy.
What's the name of the project?
You know what? We're still bandying about titles. So, to be determined.
Why don't you just call it the Skeleton Project?
Boom.
Yeah, or Skulls or something like that. I don't know what we'll call it.
Man.
It's one of my buddies that's doing it with us, he owns an incredible bar and restaurant here in Atlanta called The Vortex, and it's got like the best burgers.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of an empire, and
I have a question.
So we're using that as a launching pad for this puppet show. Yes.
Now, is it a marionette type of puppet, or like a?
No, these will be most likely these will be rods, which are controlled by below. So imagine a marionette, which is up above. Marionettes fucking suck, by the way. I mean, they twist up and they're the worst. They're just. Ugh, I hate them. But rod puppets are essentially marionettes, but controlled from underneath. And as opposed to strings, you have solid, right, like little steel rods and shit like that. And it's a lot of triggers and crap like that, which I love. I love all the gadgetry of rod. But it's my favorite style of puppetry, is rods.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
You love the science behind puppetry.
I do. I'm a big science nerd.
So then, are you a fan of Muppets as much as I am?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I they're being able to in Grouchland and got enough SAG points to get a card, and so I got a card. But when I went to go get my card, they said there's already a Matthew Yates with a SAG card out there, and there can't be two people with the same name in the union, so I had to come up with a new one.
Are you serious?
Is that how they do it? If someone has a similar name, you have to come up with a new name?
Yeah, apparently, like, Michael J. Fox was the last one to get away with putting a middle initial in.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, that's it. I did not know that.
Yeah. And I couldn't even go with, like, Matt Yates. Nobody called me Matthew, but I was like, can I go with, you know, can I just...
You should have went with, like, Matt Damon and got it before he did.
What about
Matt Damon the second?
I probably got it before he hit.
Yeah, I would have just looked up some person that didn't get their SAG card yet, but it was in a movie or TV show, and just steal their name.
What about Kermit the Frog? He has no initial. I mean, and he's an actor.
A puppet, dude. He's not an actor.
No, you know what? I mean, I could have, but I never would have been hired for anything ever.
Well, going back to Archer, I would like to ask, I know your voice sounds really similar to Krieger's, but there is a slight difference. And who or what did you study to get the true, authentic, crazy sound in your line of delivery?
Wow, I don't even know how to take that. Are you insulting me right now?
You deliver crazy or genius. Choose your pick.
I don't know, man. I just go in and read the lines. You know what I mean? Like, I put very little thought into it.
Well, the reason why we ask is we have a buddy that had a tour in Afghanistan, and you remind us of him all the time. And we're like, because he's crazy because he went to war, but he sounds just like Krieger.
Yeah. I don't know. I smoke a lot of pot. I don't know. I don't know what I own it up to. Like, yeah. I'm like creepy shit too. You know what I mean? Like, I tell this everybody. I was the first actor they contacted, Matt and Adam contacted me and said, here's, we've got a brand new show. We want you to be in it. Look at all of the characters that are in it. You get your choice of any character at all. I would have picked Krieger in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Yep.
I was like, fuck yeah, the crazy, weird scientist that makes mutants and clones and robots and shit. Yes.
Does that mean that's you're a sexual deviant?
My guy. So, you know, he's just, yeah, I don't know. I fit right in. So.
Awesome.
Like I said, I don't have to think about it that much. I really love the character.
Do you ever make up weird backstories about what you think Krieger was like as a child to help you out?
No. To help me out with what? Oh, like with acting? Are you saying my acting is subpar?
Yeah, I was going to say, you think he's like a method actor?
My character work needs work?
Well, I'm just asking because we like to make up backstories for things all the time. It's just fun.
For no reason.
Right.
Amber and I write Pam and Krieger's Twitter feeds. And Pam's is at Pam's Gossip Train, and Krieger is at Krieger's Signals. And we write those. Amber writes, you know, her character, and I write my character. And so that's where we get to create little lives for them. And we both do. Pam works at a strip club. She bounces at a strip club, and now she's doing on stage stuff too at this strip club. She gets involved in, she does.
Yeah, was the channel the one that encouraged you to do that?
We have to turn them in. They have to be approved in order to be.
Oh my gosh!
Out.
Okay.
It's official. It's their official Twitter feed.
What do you think the approval process is?
Do they ever make you go back and proofread?
I'm sorry, I was asking, what do you think the approval process is? Like, does it have to go through like 10 people and a chain of command?
Oh, no. It probably goes through our executive producer and, I don't know, maybe somebody at FX on their social media side. I have no idea.
How many have gotten shut down? Like, how many tweets did you put out and they were like,
you know what? None. I get yelled at a lot because I have, I'm really bad at writing only in 140 characters. So I get yelled at for being too long because, you know, I like to really get involved with weirdness. And so, you know, and you're going for a joke every day, right? Or some kind of little thing. And so, you know, he's like, oh shit, I'm having to chop the hell out of these where it's, it's not funny anymore. Like,
yeah,
be careful how many characters you're using.
You have to start.
That's what I get yelled at.
You start spelling with numbers.
Amber's been yelled at about Pam. Like, no, Amber, this is too gross. Amber's filthy.
That's funny.
I do recall her once being a little confused that a line got approved for her to say where she masturbated until her fingers bled. I don't know why that would be offensive.
She just couldn't believe it was going on air, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it wasn't
shit
she took
that she would say, you know, she'd joke around like that too, but she just couldn't believe it was going to be on TV.
Gotcha.
That's hilarious.
I'm looking up right now to see if you are more popular than your character on Twitter. I'm just curious.
I am not. I can promise you.
Well,
I'm one of the least popular people on Twitter.
Well, no, I mean compared to the alternate, you know, Krieger Twitter handle. So you only have 2,270. Krieger, on the other hand, has 43,000 followers. So that's good.
Right.
He's doing good. You're doing great.
Yeah,
then.
That's great. I told you, I'm up that. Failure. Thank you.
You've just been an asshole to Lucky. You're being mean to our guest, Marie.
I'm complimenting
Why
his Twitter
you
work.
A dick? What's up?
Yeah.
I'm complimenting the Twitter work.
After this interview,
you having a crappy day?
Yeah. After this interview, he's going to just eat a bottle of Vicodin and pass out because Marie just criticized his entire life.
Right.
Jesus. Wow, you really suck on Twitter. your imaginary character that is fake is more popular than you.
Same. Yeah, Marie, it's not what you're saying, it's how you're saying it.
He becomes a recluse and never does Krieger again, like Radiohead never plays Creep.
Yeah, Marie's the one who ruined the show.
Yeah, I'm never uttering a word again.
If I'm hearing you all right, I should be meaner.
You
got
convinced
it.
Me, I quit.
Oh, good. My work
Mechanic
here is done.
Here.
What's your Twitter name so we can have some people who are going to be listening to this either
me
live
is,
or later?
At Lucky 8.
Just at Lucky 8? Nights. Okay.
Yep. Both wives are present.
You are lucky to have gotten that Twitter handle.
That's terrible.
What?
It's a bad joke.
Was it bad?
I don't like it at all.
It wasn't
all.
Good?
No.
You want me to try again?
Go sit in the corner for 5 minutes.
Shut up, Marie.
Marie, why are you blowing this interview so bad?
Here's the thing is normally I'm the one who ruins every interview by asking dumb or awkward questions like right at the end. So far I feel good about this one.
She's supposed to be the straight man.
You guys
right
are
now.
Rocking it.
You know, I woke up this morning.
I love
morning,
this turnaround on Marie.
I woke up this morning. I was like, I really want to blow this interview. You know, I feel like we've been getting too many of them. We have to slow it down.
Why would you do that?
Poor Marie. Now poor Marie. Marie's like a woman in an
elevator. But you just decided to keep like, sabotaging it from since I already headed you off at the pass on a joke.
What about the greatest part about this?
Sabotage the rest of it.
Lucky, you know what the greatest part about this is? It's that she was so excited to talk to you because she's the biggest Archer fan on the staff. And so she was like, okay, guys, if you guys want to throw in the jokes, I'll be the one to do the serious questions.
It's all lies. I'm not even a fan.
Oh, now she's pouting. She's brooding. She's brooding.
She's pouting. Yeah, we have both Lopez pouting tonight.
Yep.
I guess I'll ask the next question.
At least we didn't say Twayer Swift, so.
Oh, shit. I had a Taylor Swift joke, too, that I forgot to drop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you heard all that then. Yeah, that's right.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah.
It'll come back. In the meantime.
I went with the Magic Jew instead.
That was great, though.
You can get a lot more ground with a Magic Jew than you can with a Taylor Swift joke.
Because you have to understand, Lucky, whenever we get interviews with celebrities, they never listen to the show. It's like they're either sitting at home just waiting for us to call or they're just checking like a stopwatch to call in.
Right.
So the fact that you came in and head them off at the pass was epic.
Well, don't say them.
Well,
you
know, I mean,
too.
You guys, this is live. So I was like, well, fuck, I might as well see what I'm in for. You know what I mean? Know your audience.
That's a good point.
First rule of comedy.
Yep.
Know your audience, son.
And the second rule of comedy is know your
timing,
audience.
Timing.
Yeah. I thought it was be funny.
And the third is don't talk about Fight Club.
Practice, yes. practice.
Yes.
Now, what would you say Dr. Krieger's third favorite Rush song is?
Was this from a commenter?
No, this was one of my questions that I wanted to ask you.
Hold on, explain that. I'm not familiar with Rush's entire catalog.
Oh, listen to it. You'll see.
Okay.
It's Rush in the 80s, and it's absolutely horrible, but endearingly so.
Okay, cool. Oh, what was the music question I was going to ask you? Oh, hey, what's your favorite, your second favorite Coors song besides Breathless? I said I was going to ask you at the top of the show.
What?
The Coors. Remember them? I was playing at the top of the show, and I was like, that's the only question I was going to ask you because I didn't want to ruin the interview. So aside from this song, what's your second favorite Coors song?
It's that other one that everybody's into. You know, I'm not looking for the deep cuts on their album.
Right.
Nothing gets me more than when a man loves a woman. Am I right there, Yates?
Yeah.
I celebrate their entire catalog. So are there any Easter eggs in Archer, like secret stuff that someone throws in that it's funny to you guys, but we wouldn't necessarily know about it?
Or any physical eggs that chickens lay?
You know what? If there are, I don't know about it either, because all that shit is handled, you know, somewhere in the animation studio. Like, Pam's a tagger. There are Pam tags all over the place.
Oh, yeah, I got drinking games for that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But all that kind of stuff is, you know, fairly well known. And there's nothing, I'm not going to blow anybody's mind with some big secret. Like, if there's anything new, I don't even know about it. I'll find out about it when I'm on the internet, when everybody else does. They don't tell me nothing.
What do you think Krieger is? I know that.
How old?
Yeah, like dates are ambiguous in Archer. Kind of goes between like feeling like the 1960s to present day.
Yeah, yeah. It's timeless. It's set in an alternate universe of just everything is cool time. So your question is, how old is Krieger based on the show not being set in any specific time?
Yeah, like do you think he's probably in his mid-30s? Mid-40s?
I don't know. I mean, he's a clone, so who knows?
Is he? 40?
Allegedly.
He's a clone.
Okay.
Hey, you see season 5? He ran into 3 other clones that look exactly like him and dressed just like him. He's clearly a clone.
Marie, you were just botching everything tonight.
Shut up, Dutch.
She's doing good.
You shut up.
I'm just glad it's not on me tonight.
Yeah, you just stockpiling on me, huh?
Marie's going to shank you later, Dutch.
Yeah, she's going to kill me.
Fine. Yeah, we know.
I put you on my spam list.
No, please go on. I'm dying to hear the next one.
Oh my god!
I love Lucky Gates hates Marie.
I know.
Oh, come on, buddy.
I hate her too.
Oh, please fire away. We're going so well.
So, my always go-to question is when an interview goes south: is what do you like to eat?
I'll always take seafood, man. If it swims, I'll eat it.
Well, that's a good question, Dutch. You were on Good Eats, weren't you, Lucky?
I was on Good Eats for many years. I was on that show.
You got a favorite recipe for us or something?
There's a bunch of them on Netflix now, and apparently I'm in a lot of those choices.
Well, we do actually have a clip from the last Archer interview we had with Chris Parnell where we got him to admit his favorite recipe.
No.
All right.
No. I wouldn't like that at all.
Well, then fine. I won't do it.
Stop suggesting
good. I'm not going to make fun of Chris. He's the dearest man I know.
Well, does he really like flannel as much
Chris's
as he says he does?
Answer was the correct answer.
Oh, no, we love Chris. We had a great interview with him. But, yeah, the interview took a right turn like this one has, where we just started talking about recipes.
With Chris it did?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like,
he didn't hate anybody, but...
We just started talking about salad.
Yeah, we had a whole conversation about salad. Our interviews aren't normal, if you can't tell. So
you can make fun of us.
Well, how you were like, hey, man, we're not going to talk about Star Wars like you did last night because that was off the rails. But now here we are just talking about what a disaster this interview is.
You know,
the fact that you felt the need to play a clip from another interview is horrible. Hey.
You know what, though? On the upside, you can't say this interview hurt your feelings more than any other interview. See, that's a good thing.
You are number one in making me feel like shit.
Good. See, we're doing really good. It's like, here's the thing. We don't want you to get all Mr. Hollywood and you know, lose
I've
your
been
mind.
Broken up with girls I was in love with, and it felt better than this.
Hey, look, the first interview we had with Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the directors of the Lego movie.
Yeah.
The movies. They've become like good friends with us, and all of our interviews with them went sideways. So,
dude, if you know those cats, I swear to God, I will play fucking anything in Lego Movie 2. That was my favorite movie from last year. Like, I'll play dude on bike. Hello, I don't care. I just want to be in it.
That'd be awesome. Hey,
we them or whatever. Fucking choice to redeem this interview. Are you listening to me, Marie?
No.
You're not listening.
I'm not listening.
I'm going to tell it to you anyway.
I'm listening. You want me to ask Mr. Phil Lord if you want to do something in the Lego movie?
That was not what I said at all.
All right, what was it
going to
be?
You're going to ask him if I want to do something in the Lego movie. Hey, Chris Lord, does Lucky Ace want to do something in the Lego movie?
Yeah,
I have no idea who or what you're talking about.
No, we'll ask for you, I think is what he was getting at, Marie.
But serious question.
Or he'd be like, sure, everybody does.
Serious question, who's your favorite Jedi?
My favorite Jedi of all time.
I lied.
Badass.
Hold on, Ewan McGregor or the old dude?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
All of them.
How about Billy Joel playing the harmonica?
The one from the Clone Wars? Dude, I was a huge fan of that Clone Wars cartoon on Cartoon Network. Huge fan. Obi-Wan was a great show.
No, that was a great show. Like It was. I love that one.
Everything those prequels should have been.
Exactly.
Anakin was a badass. He thought he was cool as shit. You could also see him like flirting with the dark side and just slowly agreeing with shit. It was great.
He's boning his Padawan, by the way, or at least that's how I jerked off to it. But
we're going to talk about Star Wars.
You know how good you were doing, Dutch, and you said you weren't going to ruin the interview?
I thought, as if this interview couldn't go souther. I was convinced it couldn't go souther.
What? I was just being honest.
Plummeted. What? Absolutely the worst time I've ever had in my life.
Look what you guys have done.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, Marie and I are out. Anybody else want to make this thing worse?
Hey, make sure they put this website or whatever on my tombstone so everybody knows who killed me tonight. I took my own life.
Come on. Listen, we'll be more positive. Let's start talking about
hippo juice is responsible. That's what I want my epitaph.
You could put a hippo juice hashtag in your suicide note. It would really help us out.
Yes.
Yeah, great. You got it.
Hashtag YOLO.
Yeah, if anything, I'm going to help you guys get more Twitter followers than me.
We're not doing that bad. Let's get to something upbeat, like the Paris bombing or something like that, you know? Let's just keep getting worse and worse.
Yeah, let's get into radicalism.
And let me go to shape-shifting Jews.
Let me go to Alex Jones's website. And
maybe if I would have made that Sailor Swift joke at the beginning, this all would have been okay.
Ooh, Marie's all butthurt right now. To love it. I love it.
I was going to say, what's going on?
Yeah, she's like, oh, butthurt. I love it.
Oh, I was just deleting out questions. Because obviously, I know.
What's going on right now?
I don't know.
I had a question I thought was fun. I don't know. I'll ask it anyways.
Greatest interview we've ever had.
We're watching the end of Marie's broadcast career.
Well, the question I thought might have been fun and is still Archer promoting related was, if you had to guess how Archer could end in a season finale, what would be your favorite way for it to end?
In a season finale?
Yeah, like however many seasons it goes on for, what do you picture the series finale? Yeah, series finale.
Oh, my ideal?
Yeah, like what do you think would be the best?
They get into 5 separate spaceships and fly off into space, and those spaceships can come together and form a giant robot, and they're just going to go fight intergalactic crime.
So Voltron.
Or fight intergalactic monsters.
You just Voltron is
a giant robot piloted by the Archer gang. How much fucking fun would that be?
That would be great.
What would Krieger's ship arm or leg piece be?
It'd be the fucking center, and I'm the head.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers type thing is what you're saying, basically.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
he's talking about Voltron.
All of it. Giant robots. Things that become giant. Other vehicles Captain that become Planet. Giant robots. No. No, not Captain Planet. That was all about feeling and shit.
I notice you kind of nerd out about robots and stuff. Is
did you see the 100-year-old the creator of Robbie the Robot and B9 from Lost in Space just died today.
Sad news in robot world.
Thanks for bringing that up, Marie.
Good job, Marie.
Marie, you were just...
Thanks for bringing up robots and made born.
I really feel like that was a reach.
Yeah, no.
We should do this show from a cancer ward or something. It's so uplifting.
How do you know we don't?
Should I cue up Sarah McLachlan music for you guys?
Well, these puppies. Well, then you should do this show as puppies are marching to the little gas chamber of Harvard.
That was kind of a good. That was a good Hitler reference. Reference to the hint that Krieger's character may be some form of a reference to Boys from Brazil.
Yeah, that's the whole Hitler clone thing, like we talked about already.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Way to go, Marie. Shouting again.
Just bring it back full circle.
That's that movie where it all comes from. Boys from Brazil.
Nice.
Clones of Hitler, genetic clones of Hitler. Yeah.
So you'd say the boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
You could, if you wanted to make
it. It's a John Bob!
I can't believe you guys have fucking Morning Zoo sound effects.
Hell yeah, we do, especially for John, because he specifically bombs all the time, so we had to make one just for him.
Oh boy.
You know,
You
know it wouldn't be fun without a soundboard.
Oh, come on, man.
I know. I know their joys. I used to do radio, I know.
You did?
Oh, yeah? Where did you do radio?
Here in Atlanta. I was part of this show called The Regular Guy Show for a while.
Wait.
Were you the not regular guy?
I've actually heard of that show.
Yeah,
wow.
Me too.
Okay.
I would just go in every morning. I was like the phone answerer or the phone screener or whatever, but I was
Did you actually get paid by the station?
I got paid by the station to do promotion shit.
Oh, okay. So the guy driving the van, doing the live hits and all that kind of stuff.
Just doing live shit.
I did that for years.
We're reporting from Rick Case Honda. We're going to be giving away two tickets to Radiohead this week.
A Sonic at Southwestern and North.
Here at Twin Peaks.
Remember, Saturday is Earth Day birthday.
It's crazy down here, guys. Come down and get your stickers.
Yep, hot dogs for the kids.
Nah, dude, I used to work in radio too, so I know exactly what you're talking about. That was always fun stuff. Board op,
promotions department,
great stuff.
But that's where all the good swag comes in too. So,
oh, dude, yeah, I got free T-shirts to last me a lifetime.
Yeah, I didn't ever pay for movies, or I think I got my first iPod from the promotions office.
What kind of a station was it?
Rock.
A rock station. Oh, okay,
Gregorian chant.
96 rock.
96 rock.
Wait a minute. Was that the station that's the one that really
that
rocks?
Really rocks?
Right.
The what?
Was that the one that really rocks?
Because there's only one. There's only one station that really rocks.
Station that really rocks.
And who's that?
Well, every rock station.
America?
Every rock station.
Did you guys get the lead out and pay like a 3-block of Led Zeppelin?
Nah, right. I don't think 96 Rock was the one that really rocked. I don't know. I can't remember what their little tag was, but it wasn't that.
What about Mandatory Metallica?
No, it certainly wasn't that one.
Okay, good.
It was shit like Music for Hillbillies.
Oh, so it was like a classic rock station then?
Yeah. Music to make meth to.
That's a weird thing to promote.
That's what they do down here.
Well, you know, it's guys in trailers, so what are you going to do?
That's great.
It's the 5:30 rush hour.
Like I said earlier, know your audience.
Well, I got to say, Lucky, this is hands down one of, if not the best interview we've had in a long, long time.
That's just because he was making fun of me, Dutch.
That is really horrible.
This
is making best of immediately.
And
I love this.
And we once interviewed Casey Anthony's maid, so you're up there, and that's big. You know,
exactly.
Big
for us. Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
She didn't see anything, which was really a big letdown.
That was the whole interview.
It's a big letdown. But, you know, it was really good. It was really good. Marie thoroughly insulted her, too, so don't feel bad.
This is so great. I love every second of this.
Yeah, well, fantastic.
Would you like to promote everything you're working on before we sign off?
You know, watch Archer on FX Thursdays at 10. And if you're in Atlanta, come to Dad's Garage. Oh, yeah, we have videos and stuff online. If you go to YouTube, it's Dad's Garage TV.
Okay.
And follow me on Twitter at Lucky H.
Nice.
All right.
Cool. And then an unnamed puppet movie coming up here soon.
Oh, yeah. Special cool puppet project coming this year with skeletons.
You should call it the Funny Boons.
No.
Why are you doing that, John?
Get that at all.
He's kind of funny.
Jesus.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we'll be sure to check out tomorrow's episode 3 to Tango on FX.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
10 p.m.
Good one.
All right. Well, they're all good.
So,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know.
And if you ever feel bad, we're real good to Atlanta and just smash your genitals with your high heels if you really want to feel terrible.
Right.
I'll sit in the front row and heckle.
Yeah, just call me or whatever. Shitty things about my career.
Boo, you Twitter hack! You're such a Twitter hack. Boo!
Oh, this is the greatest
thanks
thing.
For me. If I'm ever getting too big for my britches, just send me Marie.
I'll make sure to send you a tweet.
Hey, call.
Yeah, great.
Call us again, man. And next time we'll just make sure Marie doesn't talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Hey, that was a lot of fun, man.
Thank you very much.
Good time. Good time.
Have a good night.
Take it easy.
Later, buddy.
I love you.
That was the greatest, dude. Greatest guest ever in my opinion.
Holy shit, it's fantastic. Almost 9.
That was amazing.
It's almost 9. Christ.
Yeah, it was It was good.
A 45-minute interview.
He's such a bitter bitch.
That went so sideways than what Marie originally
he was
planned.
Nice to me, maybe
see,
not to you.
And no racism.
That was fucking
he was
funny.
Not great. I thought he was listening. That was awesome. Good for, you know, it's very nice.
That was fucking hilarious.
But it'd be really nice because he might still be listening afterwards. So nothing right. bad.
Yeah, way to go, Marie.
No, he's great because he gets it, man. Like, he's awesome. I think, he, you know, that makes sense, though.
He's a radio dude.
He's a radio guy.
Yeah,
so
you can tell.
Yeah, he gets it.
He's really good.
So, fucking.
You know, you have to tweet your super friend, Phil Lord. So
I don't know. My super new friend might be Lucky Yates. I mean, I have a lot of super friends. Everyone could be vibe for my friend.
Well, we need to combine the super friends together. Mm-hmm.
You're right. We should.
We need to get Lucky Yates a gig on
the head. He forms the head.
We need to get him
head.
On the Lego movie, too. Yep. We have to do this.
We're going to make it happen.
Let's annoy the shit out of Phil Lord this week.
Marie, right now, get on Twitter. Send Phil Lord a tweet right now. Go at Phil Lord. Type it.
Well, fuck it. Let's just call him right now. Let's extend the show.
I like my
let's
boys just... are back in town, boys in back of town joke.
Go on Twitter.
Yeah.
I want you to send Phil Lord a tweet. Be like, at Phil Lord.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Hold just on. Get
your Twitter. Bestest friend, Lucky Yates, would like a part in your movie.
Nate says he's a radio guy like me. I'm Dutch. I'm a radio guy who relates to a radio guy. Thank you, Nate Dog.
Touche, Nate.
And Dutch with his ruining the interview again. Batting 1,000.
I didn't ruin the interview. Marie did.
Yeah, you wish.
I'm sure if he was on and Nate was on the line with us and he talked about cameras, he would be like, oh, hey, I know cameras. What kind
Marie,
of camera do you have?
Marie, at Phil Lord.
I don't know what else Nate knows or likes.
Right, what are you typing? I only said one thing. Type what I said.
Hey, Phil Lord.
Okay. Hey, Phil Lord.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Make sure our pal at Lucky Yates gets a voice gig on hashtag The Lego Movie 2. I'm assuming that's the hashtag.
How about we cross out voice gig and just say apart?
Apart.
That's assumed.
Be like apart.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
A fart.
Mm-hmm.
No, D, not a fart. Not right now.
Cool. That's who sent it to him.
Maul says Shill Lard and Yucky AIDS.
Yucky AIDS.
No, she says Yucky AIDS. I say Yucky AIDS and Dill Nard.
Lord as well.
Should I say, like, parentheses asking for a friend?
Yeah, asking for a friend.
Hashtag hooked on a feeling.
Hashtag hippo juice.
Oh, man.
That man, was
kinda,
the greatest.
And, like, I kind of expected his third favorite song to be Subdivisions.
Why?
For whatever reason, I knew it would be Subdivisions.
What did he say? He was like, the audacity of it?
Yeah, he was like, ugh.
Oh, the audacity of that song. How great was that?
God, that was, he was very.
Good job, yes. Fellas. That was, and fellettes. Yeah. That was like fellettes. Fun interview.
Fillets.
I love the left turn that took on Marie.
Marie, how you feeling?
I tried so hard.
She was so excited about this interview. It's all she's talking about all morning. She sent us all her questions. She listened. She actually listened to Punchy's show. She listened to it so that she could hear.
That's the dedication.
Interview. You realize how hurtful that was? What's wrong
dedication.
With you?
No,
you know so she was hard. Never gonna listen to it otherwise.
Everyone knows.
You don't have to say it though.
Don't have to say
I've
it out
been
loud.
On it. Punchy knows I love him.
And we tried so hard not to. We even mentioned we weren't going to talk about Star Wars. And what do we do? Talk about the Clone Wars cartoon.
I had to. It had
that was
to
a
happen.
Point. I was kind of bringing it back around. In the
oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Thought this was America.
Mish me.
You almost did a Royceism there.
But Marie, just remember, last time Phil Lord called in, he gave you like props. Like mad props. So remember? He's like, you're getting right, real good at
like,
this.
He's like, you guys have gotten a lot better at interviewing over the years.
No, he said specifically Marie, I think.
Okay, that's what it was, yeah.
It was a false confidence buildup.
All right, guys. Do we have neglected hippo text?
Do we? I don't know.
I want to hear back to that interview immediately and just that left turn that took there.
I deleted out half my questions. After he started making fun of me for being a bad interview, I realized I'm like, oh, no, can't ask that. Can't ask that.
Before we get out of here, can you read a few of the ones you deleted?
What did I... I wanted to make him say that our interview was better than E-Rock's interview because E-Rock interviewed him. I'm like, no, can't ask that anymore.
Oh, no, he said this was the worst thing that's ever happened to him. Remember that part?
He wants on his tombstone for it to say hippo juice killed him.
That's what it was, yeah.
I had a question that I always like asking of people saying, you know, what roles did you not, like, that you tried out for that you didn't get? Because that's a question that people don't usually ask. I'm like, oh, no, he's going to be insulted by that one. Can't ask that.
Yeah, he'd be like, are you telling me that there's roles I didn't get it? You just know how bad my career...
And then I wanted to ask if maybe he's, you know, been at any kind of awards things to relate to the Golden Globes that just happened. I'm like, no, that's going to appear condescending. Can't ask that.
All of your questions are mean.
I'm like, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just trying to ask things that other people don't ask.
It was your tone. It wasn't, you didn't even mean to do it. It's something that Roy has addressed for years. It's like, you don't mean to be a dick, but you are accidentally. And then when somebody picks up on that, that's all they see.
I was just all excited.
I thought it was great. It was one of my favorite interviews of all time.
Great.
It was
fantastic. Bang up job, Murray.
Someone else can take the next interview.
No, now you have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
I love Marie insults the guests. That's the best thing. I think they like us for it. No one
because it's
them.
A girl.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. They're not going to get mad.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening.
Stay tuned for the
replay.
Replays.
Yeah.
Replay.
We'll get a show in there soon. We're working on it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned tomorrow for Cousin Joe.
Woo!
He'll be on doing his Cousin Jonas
at like 7 p.m.
Yep, till ? All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And once again, thanks for Lucky 8. And Murray, we're going to start sending a message right now. I want Amber Nash on ASAP. That's the next
right.
Interview.
I think she'd be a lot of fun to have on.
Yeah, I'd like to see Marie fist fight Amber Nash. I think that would be...
Sean, they'll punch you a message right now.
Okay.
Amber Nash next week or he's fired. All right, guys, thanks for listening.
You're done.
Take it easy.
All right, hitting the post.
John,
she's going to meet you doing the post.
Do you just realize you didn't hit the post, John, by saying hit the post?